Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
This Father's Day weekend, I've got a very special in-studio guest, Minister Seti P. After No Weapon, we'll find out what he's been up to and all about his new project, which is forthcoming. This is No Weapon, Seti P and Vision to Victory.
My brother, my sister, we've come to encourage you that no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Come on. Everybody take it up. No weapon.
Come.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their story. This guy has a story to tell. I'm so honored, and I'm always honored to have company in the studios. Amen. Welcome to Real Gospel, the one and only Minister Seti P.
Praise God. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes. And so it's always good to see you. It's always good to make your acquaintance. And so this latest song, of course, which is called No Weapon, is just, it has that old school touch. It has that choir sound. Mm-hmm. It, it's easy.
Yes, sir.
It's easy,
yes,
to, sir, you know, to sing the hook and to catch along. And so what's the inspiration behind this song?
Amen. Well, first of all, we give God the honor and the mm-hmm. praise. And we thank him for inspiring us mm-hmm. to write and to arrange and to do different music. To bring glory to his name.
Yes.
And that's really the gist of the song. It's a simple song. It's a short song. It's kind of repetitive, but mm-hmm. you know, sometimes the repetitive stuff, is, mm-hmm. like you said, it has a good hook to it or whatever. And it's a message, really. It's no mm-hmm. weapon that's formed against me, which is straight out of the scripture.
Yes, it is.
And, and so it's one of those things like, well, okay, let me go back a little bit. Uh-huh. I'm a country boy.
Uh-huh, okay.
And you know,
where you from?
I'm from Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh, Lord. Dixon's Mill, Alabama.
Dixon's Mill.
Little country town, yes.
Have I ever heard of Dixon's Mill?
You know, the four-way stop sign?
Yeah,
you know, that's what
yeah.
we got.
Okay.
The little flashing light, that's okay. it. You know, that's downtown.
Okay, yeah. okay.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, I'm a country boy, and my mom was a musician at the church, and I learned from her. And,
wow.
And, yeah, she was our church musician.
You play instruments?
Yes, sir.
Which
yes,
ones? Piano?
Keyboard.
Keyboard.
Organ.
Wow.
I was also a saxophonist. I played saxophone.
Really?
I mean, I haven't played in a long time.
Yeah.
It's like college band
gotcha.
Or whatever. But, just growing up and you know, the simple things. You
yeah.
know, a lot of people
yeah.
can kind of complicate
yeah.
music or whatever.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
like real old down home country, you yeah. know, 2-3-4 beat,
yeah.
you know,
I
stuff.
Know what you mean. You know?
And so that's really
hand
what it
clapping,
is.
Yeah, just foot stomping.
Yes, sir.
Just, yeah.
And I'm straight out the backwoods of Alabama.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
just one of those. And my contemporary side of it is the Nashville side of
gotcha.
Me. Because when I moved
gotcha.
From the country to Nashville to go to Tennessee State,
mm-hmm.
it like opened up a whole brand
yes,
new world to
yes,
me. Like,
yes.
wow, gospel music is
wow.
like more than just the quartet,
yeah.
more than just the traditional choir stuff, but it was like the Richard Smallwoods,
yes.
and Edwin Hawkins, and
yeah.
things like that. So my musical abilities and thinking was broadened
gotcha.
By, you know, coming from the country. So this is where we are. The No Weapon is kind of like an old school,
but yeah.
new school flavor as well.
Gotcha.
And it's got the basic, you know, scripture, no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper.
Gotcha. Got to make sure you're into that microphone.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. You're saying some very profound stuff.
Amen.
So just to let you know, I partially grew up in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Selma.
Wow.
My dad is from Selma.
Well, you know
so
where
I spent
I'm from,
a lot of
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
Marengo
I've been
County.
See,
right
I've been there.
Wow.
My father was born in Lee County.
Wow.
And so I spent a lot of hot summers.
Wow.
Got stung by a wasp in Selma, Alabama.
Okay, yep.
Made me not want to go outside
yep.
anymore.
Oh,
so yes. yeah.
Selma, Alabama. Yes, sir. Right
so, yeah.
up the road from
yes,
there. Yes,
yes. So for all the Alabamians listening to this right now, shout out. So yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you said you moved from Alabama to Nashville for college. So walk us through the process of how, you know, you begin to form this group. So the group is?
Vision to Victory.
Vision to Victory. So walk us through that process.
Yes. This mm-hmm. is a remnant of the Gospel Music Workshop that the Lord inspired me to start back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2009, we had a Gospel Music Workshop, and it was
mm-hmm.
kind of like a workshop for locals.
Gotcha.
Because a lot of times people are not able to go to the national
yeah.
Workshops.
Yeah.
And so whatever I learned at the national
yes.
workshops,
uh-huh.
I would bring it back home here
gotcha.
To Nashville so that, you know, if those that weren't able to go to the national
yeah.
workshop, they would at least be able to go to a local workshop
gotcha.
And we could still talk about some of the things,
yeah.
same things that we did at the national workshop. And this particular choir, we did a recording at the end
mm-hmm.
of the workshop,
yeah.
like the gospel music workshop,
yeah.
like the Edwin Hawkins workshop. At the end of their workshops, they always kind of
close
out with the
okay.
climax, like a concert
okay.
recording or whatever. And so that was kind of the concept, and it just kind of took off from there. And so even though we haven't done a workshop in a while, the choir still sings mm-hmm. as to help promote some of the songs that mm-hmm. we did in the workshop or whatever, some of the writers and things like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Man, you have a huge following on social media, whether you know it or not. I mean, yeah, I posted your photo on my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Men, and all of a sudden I started getting these friend requests from people started liking the page who are associated with you and who are artists in their own right, I guess.
Yes, sir.
And I could tell because they had either a album cover because they're an independent artist or they're associated in music some way, form, or fashion. But I knew it was because of you, because of the timing and association and things of that nature. But I wanted you to know that there are a lot of people who are sort of connected to you in the industry who either you have impacted directly through your workshops or they are watching you from afar. So just so you know.
Just give God the glory.
Yeah.
You just never know who you touch. That's why it's so good to always be on your A game at all times. Not, you know, musically, but just your regular lifestyle.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
a lot of times, and I've been there where I've had mentors and musical icons that I looked up to. And then when you find out their lifestyle is kind of like, whoa, you know. So I try to at least, you know, keep myself on the up and up so that I can be an example for someone else. Yeah,
that's so true. That's so true.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. So talk to us about this project. Where are we with the project and who's on it and things of that nature?
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Nashville has a very powerful vocalist by the name of Sister Val Craig McMurray.
Okay.
And she is kind of like the mama of Nashville.
Ah.
She also sings with Ball State Mass Choir. And that's another thing, too. The Vision of Victory is not like a certain choir. We're a group of all of our community choir.
You know,
so it's not like nobody has ownership over whoever sings in the group or whatever. But we all just sing together. We have members from Ball State, all from different Nate Beans and all the different local
Choirs.
And so we all just kind of come together and do our thing and just bring glory to God through what gifts that He's given to us. But we have Mother Val Craig McMurray on the project. And also the next song that we'll get ready to release is Martha Lang out of Gallatin, Tennessee. She's also going to be on the project. But as far as the No Weapon, it's just a mixture of, like I said, we're just a local workshop and everybody sings with everybody.
Gotcha.
You know, so we all just kind of come together and do our thing.
Gotcha. So are you sort of, what's the time frame? In other words, are you all sort of meeting when everyone has an opportunity? How is it coming together in terms of time-wise?
We're on break after June.
Gotcha.
After June, we'll probably come back together. Right,
we're in
September.
June. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's right. We're already in June. Oh, Lord have mercy. Time flies.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the fall, we'll get back together
again.
But right now, we're taking a break. And that's what we try to do. We still try to help promote the project, but we also try to promote, you know, your own church projects as well. So, you know, we don't want to take anybody from their own church ministries and things like that. Their choir ministries or local community choir ministries and things like that. So we're not like singing two and three times a month, if you know what I mean, because that can kind of take away from family and take away from other ministries. So we meet maybe like once every other month or whatever. And we have dinner. We, you know, we do the spread.
Yeah.
You know, we sing.
You fellowship.
And have fun. Yeah,
you
we just
fellowship. Yeah, yeah.
And we call it a rehearsal dinner. Yeah. So we just sit around and sing and eat and talk and drink Kool-Aid and iced tea and all that kind of stuff. So it's just a fun time that we all get together. But we are planning to have our next workshop in next June of 2020. So that's going to be the next big one that we have coming. But we're just kind of working up towards that.
So
we meet maybe like every other month. And we'll do projects. We'll do appointments maybe like every other month just to kind of keep the project
going. A sister of mine also is part of your ministry, Cheryl Hall.
Yes, sir.
And she can sing.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Miss Cheryl can sing.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
she has a beautiful voice.
Yes.
Yes. And
shout
out
Cheryl Hall. Yes, yes.
And of course, you know, she just did her stage play a few
That's
weeks
right.
Ago. Yes, sir.
She must have kept that a secret because I didn't hear. I saw her posted on LinkedIn and on Facebook. I saw a certain post, but she really didn't like Cheryl. Come
on,
why
ain't
you?
Yes.
I wanted to. I would have been there.
Yes, it was beautiful. So we actually opened up for that. So that was another opportunity that we had. As part of the community was to open up for the stage play.
Wow,
so it was nice. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Miss Cheryl, she has a wonderful.
She does. Multi-talented, and shout out to her husband Leo Hall and the Hall family.
Yes.
They're really good friends of mine. So we know that the CD project, that you're still working on it. We've covered all the artists who are on there. So I guess lastly, can you give some advice to other ministers of music who are sort of thinking about doing some of the things that you're doing in terms of getting a group of people together and trying to create something special? What advice can you give them?
Well, not to talk down about the industry, but the industry comes at the right time.
Gotcha.
Because what I did as a young man, and I'm old now, but what I did as a young man, I kept chasing after the industry.
Yeah.
And that was the wrong thing to
do.
So the thing about this is to invest in yourself.
Gotcha.
Do what God has called for you to do.
Yeah.
And God will build you up to the point where the industry cannot ignore you.
Gotcha.
And so therefore, now the industry is like, wait a minute, where has this guy been, you know, the whole time?
Yeah.
I've been there,
but
I've just been trying to chase after them instead of them, you know, instead of God saying, okay, now he's ready, now y'all can go after him. And so, the main advice is to invest in yourself, save money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty much the values of life.
You're right. Save,
You know, you got to put away for a rainy day.
That's
and
right.
So the same thing about your ministry.
Yeah.
You know, save up some money, just like you save up money to take a trip and all things like that. Save up for your project and make sure that you have good quality projects as well.
Yeah.
So that when you do release your music or whatever, it is heard by the right people. Because if you have the right sound and the right, you know.
Yeah.
Technicians that's working with you on and engineers and things like that, mastering and all of those kinds of things really play an important part. And like I said, I was a young man, I was still learning, you know, from Alabama, coming to Tennessee and trying to get into the industry or whatever. I didn't know all of those things, and so I was just putting music out. But it, you know, you gotta have to make sure it's mixed right and mastered right and things like that. So now it's like I've met all the right people, and people are like, okay, I love this project, things like that. But it's been a long road of learning, and so therefore, you know, invest in yourself.
Yeah,
that's the main thing,
off.
And make sure God is in it with you.
Amen. Amen.
That's the main thing, you know.
It
make
is.
Sure God is in it with you.
Amen. Listen, my brother, I appreciate you dropping by the studios, and it's been a pleasure and an honor having you here. How can the listeners find out more about your ministry? How can they find you? How can they reach you on social media?
Yes, we are on Facebook, Vision to Victory. We also have a website, vision2victory.org, and that's the number 2.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of like a play on words, a play on numbers.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute, we don't want to say play numbers.
Play numbers, there you go,
Amen. But
they're going to do it anyway, though. Yeah.
Vision, the number 2, victory.org. And we also on Twitter. We also have Instagram. I don't have all the information in front of me, but you can pull it up in the search field on those particular social media platforms. And you can also check us out on CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, and all of the internet stations all around the world. We're just thankful to you also and all
you're
those
welcome.
That give us that little space of time on your show.
Amen.
You know, because it just it feels good to hear yourself on the radio.
It does.
It's like, you know, back in the day when you first heard yourself on the radio, it's like, wow, I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's just good still now, even after all these years, just to hear that someone else is appreciating the ministry that God has given us, given to you. So we thank you all for the opportunity.
Amen. Amen. The one and only Minister Seti P, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel, my brother.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.